Today on Into the Mind, we asked Dr. Milan to reflect on some of the big questions, and we'll hear his thoughts on who we are, on who he became, and on the future of this field that he changed so much. We started with who we are.
What is personality? Well, it's a composite of many different traits and characteristics, many different vulnerabilities, dispositions to relate to the world, ways of thinking, how you view yourself. It's the composite of all features that typify an individual's distinctive way of relating to the world and to himself.
That's Dr. Theodore Milan, and you're listening to Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. I'm your host, Evan Johnson. We've spent a lot of this series looking at the impact that Dr. Milan had on the field of psychology, changes that brought the field to where it is today. But we also asked where he thought the field was going, how psychology and personality assessment might change in the coming years.
And that's a very interesting and very complicated question. Where is the field going? It's hard to say that with great conviction. We're now beginning at this stage to blend the two key developments that's characteristic of psychology in the last decade. I've referred to the European intellectual orientation that typified psychology and psychiatry in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. It was largely a theoretical and intellectual profession. American empiricism likewise began to emerge, but not until the 1940s and 50s, and didn't really achieve its ascendance until the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s. The blending of these two areas, of the intellectual European orientation and the American empirical, technologically oriented profession, I think is now beginning to merge. How these two fields are going to emerge and move us forward is the unknown. We're doing a lot of brain imaging today. Well, that's wonderful that we're able to track out what's going on in the brain. But what do we do with it? How do we use it as a basis for assessing patients? Will it ever do anything more than phrenology did, where they just put various stuff on the brain and said, this is large and this is small? Well, will activity in the brain tell us something about their personality, about their disorders? I don't think we have the answer to that yet.
We finished by asking Dr. Milan how he would like to be remembered.
I'd like to be thought of as a theoretician who developed empirical tools to correspond to his theoretical ideas. And I would like to be thought of as a good communicator of those ideas. I'd like to be thought of as somebody who has facilitated clinicians' understanding of their patients, and also to be able to plan and think about how to help their patients function better in life. So it's a kind of composite of having ideas and making them useful to the clinician.
That's Dr. Theodore Milan reflecting on personality, psychology, and legacy. Thoughts on who we are, thoughts on who he became, and thoughts on how this field that he changed might continue to change. A look into the mind of Dr. Theodore Milan. Into the Mind is brought to you by Pearson Clinical Assessment, and you can find more information at www.pearsonclinical.com/MilanInventories.